This spring, the city of Harrison plans to spend several days encouraging residents and visitors to walk and run 100 kilometers. But have no fear, it's over four consecutive days in March, a little over 15 and a half miles each day. One organizer of the event, Dave Fitton, says some are calling the 4 days of exercise a quadzilla.
This is a term that we heard over the internet in response to our Facebook page. And what we found out subsequently is that I think that technically a quadzilla is really reserved for marathon distance. But that said, we haven't actually seen a marathon that's run four consecutive days. So we're not really sure what to call it, but we're playing around with different terms, you know, like a mini quadzilla or
son of quadzilla.
It's still, you know, it's still pretty awesome because, you know, 25K 4 days in a row for 100K is still something that no one else is doing. So, you know, we feel good about that.
Over the course of 4 days, people can run or walk or teams can compete in something that would eventually be 100K or 62 miles. It's a four-day event, so a little bit more than 15 miles covered per day, correct?
Yeah, 15.6.
And so the hope is that you get many people in the community committed to this.
Well, the reason for putting the event together really is to raise the awareness of the value of sex exercise to the health of the individual and the community as a whole. And that's really what we're trying to emphasize. We're not suggesting that people need to get out and train to be able to run this event, but we would like to see walkers out there. We've structured it so that people have the option of just doing, you know, 25K in any one of the days that it's available. We also have a 5 and a 10K that we're offering on Saturday in addition to the 25K. And, of course, we'll have some people that are already runners and already in training that will want to go for the 100K. But we're really hoping to get a lot of people that are walkers and not runners to participate.
The underlying focus here is to make people think about exercise and realize how important exercise can be to health.
Yes, that actually was the reason for the original thought was raising the awareness in our community, and I think a lot of people don't really realize how many just the fact that you are exercising, whether it's walking or jogging or running or other aerobic types of exercise, how important it is to your immune system, and how people that exercise don't get sick as often. Their immune system's able to fight off a lot of things that every day that, you know, that happen in your community. You're always you're aware that as temperatures change, we tend to go through cycles where a certain percentage of the community just comes down with something. And, you know, a lot of times they're not even sure what it is, but, you know, you get sick. But there's a certain segment of the community that doesn't get sick. And one of the reasons for that is that segment is exercising.
Do you hope that this is something that people will obviously gear up to, perhaps people who aren't exercising regularly or not that much? As January turns to February, turns into March, there is a schedule that people will start throughout the community adopting so they can get up to the point where they can participate?
Yes. Obviously, that's what we're hoping. On Facebook and also on our website, we'll be publishing training schedules for people. People that perhaps are already doing a bit of exercise and want to attempt to do the 100K, we've put together training schedules for those types of individuals. We'll also be putting schedules together for people that are not exercising now but might be thinking about doing the 5 or the 10 or even a 25K on a walking, you know, from a standpoint of walking it, and what they would need to do just to get themselves in a bit of condition so that they would be capable of doing something like that.
Are these, you know, I know of marathons and ultra marathons. Are there these sort of 3 or 4 day running events throughout the country?
There are. We've seen there's a couple events out there where they will do a marathon on a Friday and a Saturday, and then the following Friday and Saturday. So I think that some people are calling that a quadzilla. I'm not sure if that really qualifies because it's not really four consecutive days. There's another event, I think it's out in Tahoe, where they do three marathons over a four-day period. We haven't found anyone in the States or actually anywhere in the world that is doing what we're doing, and we didn't really realize it at the time. That this was going to be rather unique, but it appears that it is.
I like the distance because it's an accomplishment, but it also seems so approachable.
It's scary, I think, to a lot of people, especially if you're not doing any exercise right now. But people don't, in my opinion, people don't realize what their bodies are capable of. And you can accomplish an awful lot, a lot more than you think you can. But you don't realize that till you actually get out there and start doing something.
And what about volunteers? You'll need plenty, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be partnering with several other organizations in town. We're looking for sponsorships, and we'll be looking for volunteers from all those organizations. So, yeah, we'll probably need somewhere on the order of 15 to 20 people a day. So. Yeah, that'll be a challenge, but I think our community is pretty responsive in that regard, and I'm sure that they'll come to the party.
Dave Fitton is one of the organizers of the Harrison 100K, an athletic event designed to have people run or walk all or some of 100 kilometers, about 62 miles, over 4 days in March, the 24th through the 27th of that month. He says the event is still seeking a sponsor to have naming rights for the 100K. You can learn more and look at the 25K course that participants will walk or run at the event's website, harrison100k.org. That's Harrison, the number 100k.org. The event also has its own Facebook page. This is Ozarks at Large.